October 1, 1933 Enchanting scenes that Jesus enjoys in the soul who lives in his will. Continuous call that God and the creature make. The divine volition never leaves me. It seems to me that it is always inside and outside of me, as an act of surprising me, because it wants to place its act in everything that I do. If I pray, if I suffer, if I labor, and even if I sleep, it wants to give me its divine rest in my sleep. It always wants to give itself something to do, and in everything it calls me by telling me, let me descend into the depth of all your acts, and I will make you rise into the heights of my act. We will compete, you to ascend, and I to descend. But who can say what the divine will made felt in my soul? Its excessive love, its condescension, its continuous occupying itself over my poor soul. But while I found myself under the empire of the divine volition repouring itself over me, my highest good Jesus, surprising me, told me, my good daughter, there is no scene that moves me and enraptures me more than to see the human littleness under the empire of my will, the divine in the human, the great in the littleness, the strong in the weak, that hiding in each other, conquer each other in turn. It is so beautiful, so enchanting, that I find the pure joys, the divine happiness, that the creature can give me, even though I see that she brings my same will to me in hand, and she brings it to me by means of the channel of the human will. If you knew how much this delights me, in order to please me you would let yourself always be conquered by my will. I can say that I leave heaven, while I remain in order to come to enjoy the pure joys that my divine will knows how to give me in the little circle of the creature on earth. You must know that one who does my divine will, and lets its life flow in her acts, continuously calls God in all his attributes. God hears himself always called by the creature, now she calls him because she wants his power, now she wants his love, now because she wants his sanctity, his light, his goodness, his imperturbable peace. In sum, she remains always calling him because she wants of his, and God always remains waiting for her in order to give what she asks. And in order to exchange her, he feels called, and he calls her, in order to show trust to her and tell her, what else do you want of my divine being? Take what you want, rather, as you call me, I already prepare for you my power, my love, my light, my sanctity, that is wanted in your act. In fact, God calls the soul and the soul calls God, and is always calling each other in order to ask and receive, and God in order to give, forms the life of my will in the creature. It matures her, and makes her grow, and forms the sweet enchantment of her Creator himself. One continuous act encloses such power, that God does not know how to unbind himself from the creature, nor she from God. Rather they feel the irresistible need of remaining bound with each other. And only my will knows how to produce these continuous acts that never cease and form the true character of living in my will. On the other hand, a changeable character, a broken work, is the true sign of living of human volition, that does not know how to give either firmness or peace, and does not know how to produce anything other than thorns and bitternesses. Fiat.